This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
It's Mental Wealth with Dr. TK Harris.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to Instant Insights Part 2. In this video, we will inshallah talk about the three main parts of the Muslim mind and the various functions of those parts. Please could you subscribe and like? The reason is I'm trying to reach those readers around the world who can't get hold of my books or other materials. Through YouTube, they can access this stuff for free. The more subscriptions we get, the more we can make this happen. Thank you so much, and please ask others to look at these videos and spread the word. Allah has given us our brain, the main gift that separates us from the animals. How do we begin to take control of our minds and our behavior in a way that is sympathetic to how we're made? We can't just do it with baseless hope. We have to do what you are doing now. We learn and understand and apply what we learn. So let's take a look at the basic model. There are three parts that we need to be concerned with. Let's start at the left. Emotions and ego together make the nafs. At the top, you've got your true self, which is your heart, the seat of your wisdom and the finest personality. To the right, you've got the intellect, which is the knowledge and the problem-solving part. This simple model of understanding the mind will appear repeatedly throughout all of these videos. You should know that the heart that we are referring to is not the physical heart in your chest, but the heart of your mind. This is the highest level of your consciousness. And medically, we know, alhamdulillah, that each of these three parts, the nafs, the intellect and the heart, can indeed be shown to map onto different regions of the brain. So let's examine how the brain develops, because if we know this, then we can understand how the different components can interact and how we can use these parts of the mind to understand how we grow and learn. In order of development over time, we can look at this picture. The first part that we're all born with is the nafs. It's permanent, so it's there from infancy, from birth, and it stays with us until we die. Life could be said to be spent trying to make the best of our emotions and instincts, the so-called jihad al-nafs, the glorious struggle to be better than just our basic emotions, taming them from going overboard. Remember from the last video we talk about the taming of the forces of the nafs. The nafs can be to our benefit or to our detriment, and we'll talk about that more in future videos. The second part is the intellect. The intellect is like your mind's computer or calculator. It's dormant when we're first born, in that newborn babies and infants aren't obviously intellectual, but the intellect gets going pretty quickly in childhood. It's that part we use to help learn facts and rules, and where we learn how to solve problems, to work with others, or to become skilled at something as we get older. The intellect especially develops things that it's naturally good at. We all have individual strengths and types of intelligence to discover and to develop as we further ourselves. It is a very adaptable and individual gift given to us by God, all praises to Him. So next we come to the heart or the true self. This is what we are measured on by Allah. It is a part that comes along between childhood and adulthood. It's where we develop the sense of who we are. How we really take command of ourselves and our destiny, how we relate to others, and how our character is. The heart is the seat of our wisdom and our decisions. We can choose to develop it, and if we do, the rewards are magnificent, both materially and in matters of spirituality and religion. The heart holds our purposes, our spiritual values. It's also like the inner eye, which gives us the ability to look into ourselves and to be mindful of our actions and our conduct. The better you understand what's going on inside you, the easier you can bring out the better parts of yourself to be in whichever situation you're facing. The picture here is that of an ideal scenario of how decisions are made. As you can see, what we've got here is the nafs on the one hand, giving us the feelings, the emotions, and the instinctive reactions to things. And on the other side, we have the intellect, which is knowing the facts and using logic to work things out, to question and analyze them, to find the truth. And together, these two parts inform the heart, your true self, which is in the middle. Your true self then looks at these things, compares them to each other, and adds its own judgment and memory and wisdom, helping you to make a decision that is hopefully the wisest way forward. You calmly accept the chance that you're not aiming to be perfect. It's about trying to accept the reality and knowing that we might be wrong, but doing the best we can for now. All of this process doesn't happen automatically. In fact, for most people, things are a bit more primitive. If we look at this little picture, you'll see what I mean. This is what it's like for a lot of human behavior: impulsive actions and decisions, driven by the nafs. For most people, the nafs is quite a troublesome part. It's faster and more powerful than the intellect, and it leads us to make decisions sometimes based on nothing more than temptations or impressions. It can occasionally help because it's designed to deal with emergencies, but overall it's quite a blunt and troublesome way to live if that's all you live by. So in the next video we'll look more closely at the nafs, because we need to know its true nature before we can hope to control and understand our emotions. It's neither good nor bad, but it is powerful, and we can make use of it if we take time to understand it. Again, please like and subscribe, because the more subscribe we have, the more we can put out free material. Inshallah, with sufficient subscribers, I can give away most of my books to everyone. Thank you so much. Jazakallah for watching. And if you have time, pop across and watch the next video. Wassalam.